Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson here. Special broadcast for the people in the Backstage Club. And only you're going to get to see this at first, and then we'll broadcast it later for other people because I got to repurpose work. I don't have time to do it again. But you're getting it first if you're a member of the Backstage Club. So thank you for being a member. And if you're not a member, you're not going to get this stuff at first. And at some point, you're not going to get it at all. I'm just being blunt. I'm going to give stuff to people who support our work. It's that simple. And as I said, we've got people that are members of the Backstage Club who have paid more than their $20 a month, and we've added people who can't afford it, so you can be a member. If you want to do that, send me a note if you want to be one of those folks, and we will put you on the list, and because I want as many people on this as we can get. But we got to pay for people to be here. I've got people that have worked for me for a decade for pennies, if anything. And you can't keep doing this. Not to mention, we're fighting for our survival here, and we all got to put skin in the game. Put some skin in the game. So I went to this thing where it was all these songs that I thought were these songs that changed me personally, and songs that changed the world. And like I'll put it on this list. I'll give you an example. The song that "We Are the World." We are the world, we are the children, we are the ones that make a better day, whatever. It wasn't on the list. And it really depends on, I think music is one of those things that captures you in the moment. It could be a breakup and that song impacts you and then you pay attention to the lyrics. Or maybe you didn't pay attention to the lyrics and then you learned them and you went, whoa, what was that about? And there's someone here that just didn't make it that I think should have been on it. So I think this is a vibrant discussion, a cool show to have, especially during the holidays. But during any break, this is the type of show that is a best of because it's going to change. This is going to evolve. Some of these songs I don't even know. So we're going to have some fun. We're going to talk about the politics of music, but we're going to do it in a way that I think you're going to find interesting. And we'll refer to things that are, you know, that some of them are going to be back in the day and some of them are going to be things happening right now. But you should be able to listen to this show anytime. Have your children listen to it and they go, wow, I didn't realize that. I'll give you a perfect example. The song, one of the songs that's not on here is called, is a song by the Temptations. And it had to do with drug culture. I did not realize that this song was about drugs. And I did a show about it, I didn't do the show, but I did a segment or two on the show. And the song was called Cloud Nine. Now, if you're young and listening to my program, you probably don't know what it was about. But if you're a music buff, if you're a person that says, I want to understand culture and all these things that we are pointed to, you need to be going back and doing research. Lord knows I've learned a lot from people that said to me, Kevin, did you know this or that? Well, it was Rush Limbaugh's producer, friend of mine, James Golden. They call him Snurdly. And James, who is a musical savant, a talented musician in his own right, James said, Kevin, you do know what when blacks got into the drug scene, you know, when it became sort of mainstream. And I was like, no, I don't, James. Do enlighten me. And he says, it was a song, Cloud Nine, by the Temptations. I'm doing fine on cloud nine. Do, 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 do. Anyway, so that the whole idea was cloud nine was you were on drugs. You were out of it. And we'll go over the lyrics here maybe in this particular broadcast. But it didn't make it. And there were other songs in there. There was a couple of James Brown songs. James Brown was absolutely instrumental in certain parts of the movement, if you will, changing hearts and minds in politics. There's a song by Teddy Pendergrass, one of my favorite all-time singers. Didn't make the list. Robert Palmer. But let me tell you where this one begins, and it was at MIC.com, Musical History. And the first one they credit, they have 30 songs that changed history, courtesy of Sean Egan's Defining Moments in Music. And the first one that they list is We Shall Overcome. We Shall Overcome, a traditional spiritual, the anthem for the civil rights movement in the 50s and the 60s. Perfect musical companion to the goals of activists attempting to achieve equality. But here's the thread of all of these, not all, but a lot of these songs. They were songs of strife, but songs that were always looking forward. Think about the title to that. We Shall Overcome. No matter what, we shall overcome. That was what was emboldened and embraced, I should say, in the blacks during the time. Doesn't matter what they do to us. We shall overcome. I mean, legalized hatred and vitriol by the Democrats, by the way, still exists to this day. We Shall Overcome should be sung by every conservative on the planet. Every MAGA person, every America First person, every Trump supporter, we shall overcome. We had elections stolen from us. We have people imprisoned the same way they were doing blacks in the 1950s and 60s for doing absolutely nothing. You know what's so funny about this thing we're going to talk about today, folks? It is a mirror image of what was happening to blacks. The only difference is their vitriol is on anybody. Anybody that doesn't fit the ideology of what they want us to believe. This government hasn't changed a bit. It's only gotten more sophisticated. It can put its animus onto something or somebody instantaneously. And it has the control of the media and now the added benefit of social media to do it. But it now has another thing, fear it can put into us. How many people are willing to go to a march now in D.C. after January 6th? Where they call it an attack on our civil rights. The greatest attack since the Civil War. Attack on our democracy, I should say. It was an attack on our civil rights. We shall overcome. That's the first of these. Another one, and we're going to move through these quickly because there's a lot of songs. But in this particular case, there was one that was on a lot of lists and I'd never heard it. And it was called Strange Fruit by Billie Holiday. And I've never heard it. This is one of the most beautiful songs ever recorded. The track's central metaphor depicts a lynching in the South. And I did a little research on it, and it was a harrowing thing. I mean, to grow up black during that period was not a fun thing. When we come in, I'm going to play that song, Strange Fruit, from Billie Holiday, so you get an idea of the lyrics. It's a sad, haunting song. I'm not going to play every song, by the way. I just want you to know that some of them. I'm going to move on because we're going to come back with the others, but we're going to rock around the clock. Bill Haley is one that was on the list. Keep it here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
When I think of this musical journey that we're going through today together, and I think of all the things that are happening in our lives right now, and what if, whether it's right now or throughout our lives, I think of the Serenity Prayer. You know, give me the strength. And one of the things was to accept the things that I cannot change. But I saw this and it really hit me because it's so true. It's how I live my life. I won't accept the things I cannot change. Because what I will do is change the things that I cannot accept. And that's been the credo of my life. And I will tell you, I look back on my life. There are many times I've told many people, don't look back on your life. And it's a failure. You know, you're in a tough situation. What's funny is, in some ways, I find myself in the very same situation that I warned people against. I chose it, though. I chose the financial strife that I go through currently. And I did it because I'm on a mission. God put me on a mission. If I go against that, life would be, in theory, could be a lot easier for me. I mean, I go back and be a partner in a Deloitte or PwC or something like that? I mean, I was easily, I could be making $1 million+ a year without breaking a sweat. But I didn't do it. Haven't done it. I've thought about it many times, and I always have this conversation with God, and I keep saying, keep doing this. I won't accept the things that I cannot change, because I will change the things that I cannot accept. And I won't accept what's going on. And I don't think you will either. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. A shout out to my warriors, those who know what we're trying to accomplish here, and you put your money where your mouth is. And those of you who we've had conversations with, those of you who I owe conversations to, we will have those conversations, God willing. We're talking about music. We're talking about the journey of and what music has done to change America. And one of the songs I wanted to play, I had never heard it, was Billie Holiday, and it's called Strange Fruit. And here it is, and it's about lynching, and it's haunting.
Southern trees bear strange fruit. Blood on the leaves and blood at the root. Black bodies swinging in the southern breeze. Strange fruit hanging from the poplar trees. Pastoral scene of the gallant south, the bulging eyes and the twisted mouth, scent of magnolia, sweet and fresh. Then the sudden smell of burning flesh. Here is a fruit for the crows to pluck.
I'm stopping it there because I feel like the point's been made. Southern trees bear a strange fruit, blood on the leaves, blood at the root. Black bodies swinging in the southern breeze, strange fruit hanging from poplar trees. Pastoral scene of the gallant south, the bulging eyes and the twisted mouth, scent of magnolia sweet and fresh, then the sudden smell of burning flesh. Yeah, here's a fruit for the crows to pluck, for the rain to gather, for the wind to suck, for the sun to rot, for the trees to drop. Here's a strange and bitter crop. And I'd never heard it, but here's what you'll notice. The theme of these songs that changed things was when people brought attention to the inhumanity, man's inhumanity to man. That was an interesting one to me. I want to move on because there are others that I think are interesting as well. There's one, a song called The Revolution Will Not Be Televised, and it's written by a guy named Gil Scott-Heron. And it had to do, it was a specific thing. They said at one time a civil rights clarion call and an indictment of commercialized entertainment, jazz poet Gil Scott-Heron's spoken word piece examines the nature of true revolution by expertly collaging references to everything from advertisements to politics as a warning against being numbed or distracted from the matters of human equality. I'll just play a piece of it, because it's so relevant to the time, but I can see someone writing an anthem today that speaks to the wokeism that's now existing in it with all these various companies that is ruining America and ruining culture. And I mean, where are our poets? Because they should be out here talking about this and talking against this. Here's a piece of that from Gil Scott-Heron. Thank you.
Consider that song. I want you to think about the kids now and how they are so dependent upon the technology of the day, because a revolution will not be televised.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Israeli airstrikes in Syria have reportedly killed another top official with the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps this week. Multiple arrests were made, at least one officer injured after a pro-Palestinian protest in Manhattan yesterday. Hundreds marching through Midtown protesting the conflict in Gaza. The Pentagon says U.S. airstrikes in Iraq overnight likely killed several Iran-backed militants with Hezbollah. The U.S. U.S. airstrikes were in retaliation to an earlier drone attack that left three U.S. soldiers wounded in Iraq, including one critically. Former President Trump didn't appear to have a very merry Christmas. He took to Truth Social yesterday and went on a rage about everything happening in his life. He also said he would replace Obamacare if elected. Corey Myers, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
When he was a little boy,
when he was just a boy,
his mama called him Hussein.
When he was just a boy,
she said, now who do you think you're fooling?
When he was just a boy,
you're a little Muslim boy.
When he was just a boy,
now he's singing in the Sunday choir. Obama loves me, he loves me. Hillary Christ, public, but she don't love me like Barack. Nobody rocks me like Barack Obama. He loves me. Loves me, loves me, loves me, loves me. Now if he is the president,
he is the president.
The Republicans call his name,
he is the president.
But see now, who do you think you're fooling?
He is the president.
You told us you were a populist,
he is the president.
But you're closer to a socialist. Obama loves me. He loves me. You tell the truth with Oprah, and she loves her some Barack. She loves her some Barack Obama. She loves him. She loves, she loves, she loves, she loves him.
Loves me like a rock.
Okay, folks, that was not one of the iconic songs that changed America, but it's a funny one, so I just thought I'd slip that in there. So let me give you some others. I mentioned we're going to rock around the clock tonight, gonna rock, rock, rock till the broad daylight, da-da-da-da-da. Bill Haley kind of ushered in. They said, usually regarded as the reason rock and roll gained the popularity that it did. Gave it an idea of youth rebellion in the early stages while staying up late constituted a revolution. Here's another one that was a bit of a surprise. Number four, this is on a different list. I'm jumping around from list to list because I don't think there's a single list that can encompass this. I think that it's iconic for you and what happened, what made you change at the time. There might even be a song of today that made you feel differently. Anyway, Bésame Mucho by Consuelo Velasquez. A gorgeous song that's widely recorded in both vocal and instrumental forms. It is important for representing an American embrace of Latin music that endured for decades. Bésame, bésame mucho. Oh, you gotta see these guys looking at me. I could be the sultry Latino singer. If I wasn't doing radio all day long,
well, I sound like I've been smoking with Edna for 50 years.
I got a pretty good voice. Especially when I'm coming after a cold. I think I've told you guys, right after I have this bit of a cold, there's a period where my voice is like, Barry White smooth. It's very, it's velvety. If I could capture that moment of my voice and put it in a jar and spray it when it's time to sing, oh, Lord. Oh, yeah. It's a melty. I'm just telling you, I listen to myself and I get excited. It's that sexy. Here's one at the Hop, Danny and the Juniors. Says an example of a common trend in which white artists appropriated a black musical genre, as with Elvis, and At the Hop became a crossover hit that topped the pop, country, and R&B charts. Song is reminiscent of the blues while capitalizing on the upbeat feelings of 50s music. At the Hop, do-do-do-do-do-do. I don't even know. I think I know it. I'm almost positive I know it. And there are people listening to the program that are, Kevin, you know it. I didn't go listen to that one because that one is not one that I was, I get it. I understand what they were trying to say. And Little Richard, having watched a documentary on him and his life and all that, you know, I know what that crossover appeal where the white record, you know, the money guys were trying to tap into that whole black music thing. And people like Little Richard and James Brown were just bring in a whole new musical feel. I mean, they changed it. And ironically, I don't believe there was a James Brown song on any of these charts. And I'm thinking to myself, are you kidding me? Say it loud, I'm black and I'm proud? What? That song was an anthem for black kids in the 1960s. I know it. But anyway, here's number six on this other list. What I'd Say with Ray Charles. It says the origin tale of this song is legendary. Charles finished his set with time left and improvised the song on the spot. It became wildly popular as well as controversial, largely due to the call and response moaning songs made by Charles and his backup singers. Have you guys heard that song, What I Say? Baby, What I Say? Yeah, in fact, most people know it because of Tommy Boy, the movie Tommy Boy, where they perform it, he and the dad. That's What I Say. That's a great song. Oh, man. Of course you know this song. Who doesn't know this song? Quintessential Ray Charles. Listen to that. That's awesome. As a person who plays piano, or likes to think he can, I just marvel at this guy. And by the way, he trained music because this is the first that a synthesizer came into play into music, number one. And the second part of it had to do with the sensuality and sexuality that came from the song, from the hey, hey, ho, ho's that were going to be coming up here in a bit. So the instrumentation was one thing, but, you know, and his showmanship. But Ray was, I mean, it wouldn't even be controversial these days, what they were doing. But at the time, the rock and roll was going through this sort of transitional period. This is a big deal. So it's not like he's talking about a bit of a country bumpkin there. Certainly describing women. If you don't do right, he's going to send her back to Arkansas. When you see me in misery, come on, baby. Take care of me. Okay, here come the hey, hey, ho. And the first one is just pretty benign. But after that, it gets a little more erotic. Well, I thought they were coming. Keep in mind, he gives this on the fly.
What's that? What's that? What's that?
The comments on this is hysterical. We'll talk about it in a bit. it comes one more time. A little bit different this time. Oh, man. It reminds me of when my grandparents, when Ray Charles would come on TV, and I probably watched him at least 10 times perform on TV. We could obviously never afford to go to a concert of his, but it was a big deal for my grandparents to do that. It's funny how we spent that family time together. I want to read some of the comments when we were getting this song, because it's one of the ones. It says, the drum part is extraordinary. Paul McCartney said one of the reasons they wanted Ringo to join the Beatles is because he could play the drum part to that song. Another guy wrote, 63 years later, still a classic. Another guy knew of the history of the song where he created it on stage in order to fill time to fulfill the time that he needed on his contract. No rehearsal, all off the cuff, brilliant. And they go on. And another guy says, guys, if you're in your 20s and listening to this, I have some advice. First time you invite your girl to a house or apartment, put this on stereo. Forget the games, movies, or hard rock and lovey-dovey crap. Put this on. Put it on. Repeat. Crank it up. You'll thank me later. Look, I don't know how much impact this song had on you. It didn't on me. It was out of my era. But it is listed as one of those that had a lot of impact on folks. But I got to move on because we won't get to all these songs move on from this one. So what's the next one we got? And again, while most of the songs are sort of a civil rights anthem of sorts, there were other revolutions going on as well, the sexual revolution. And believe it or not, the twist. Chubby Checker changed music. He said not only did the twist change music, it changed the dance floor. Because of the movements required to achieve the twisting motion, dance floor crowds were no longer broken into partners. Instead, they were made to allow individual dancing.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer.
The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim the credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, till one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips.
Those Righteous Brothers had some Righteous Brothers voices, didn't they? I'm talking about these white boys sounded like the brothers. I'm talking about like black folk. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. We're doing a musical tribute. It's a kind of a best-of show. Songs that they say changed America, changed, maybe changed the world, for that matter. And here's what they wrote about the Righteous Brothers. Another interesting example of cultural appropriation that used to occur throughout American music history. This song is often credited with the beginning of a movement known as Blue-Eyed Soul, in which white artists sang R&B and soul music in a similar fashion to black artists. And I'm going to tell you something. I never listened to that song in that way. But when I heard it again, I was like, you know what? This was like some, if you didn't know, if I hadn't seen the Righteous Brothers and you played that, I would think it was a couple of brothers. Kevin Jackson again. So you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. What is that song that got you? And by the way, music, I think, is one of these things where we can talk about it politically. We could talk about it spiritually. We could talk about it, you know, maybe emotionally, right? I mean, it's got all these. That's the thing about music. That's why we hold these people in such esteem. If they can bring out this thing in you that you can't find for yourself. I'll give you a good example. Y'all are going to chuckle at this. So I'm emotional in strange ways. Things can make me cry easily, but I'm as hard as nails in other ways. I have zero emotion. For example, if somebody hit a friend of mine and I hurt that person badly, I would have zero emotion having hurt the person. It would just be like, well, okay, let's go get a burger. That's just a strange way that I am. But I remember I would cry, probably to this day still do cry when I see Brian's song. You know, things like that. It's a strange thing. But here's what I'll tell you. I'm not emotional because of my mother dying and, you know, people of you know my history. I grew up hard. I didn't take relationships, friendships, all that. I don't want to say they didn't matter to me, but it was easy to walk away, especially if I felt like I was going to get hurt. It was easy to walk away. And one of the things Melissa and I talk about is me getting in touch with that emotion. You know, that's what we've learned over 20 years. Is, Kevin, you got to do better. I do. I have to do better. Because there's a part of me, that little kid that goes inside that wells up and says, okay, well, if you're going to leave me, then you just go. And I'm not the only one that's a sufferer of this. But there, things make you that way. But what happens is, if I hear a song where somebody taps into that emotion that I don't even realize it, I will literally break into tears. And I'm telling you how your psyche works. And I'm not even going to tell you the song that did it because I don't want people laughing at me, but I'm just telling you. I'm cracking myself up. I'm revealing. I'm sharing with my audience. But it's very true. There's a song. Because here's the thing. I normally don't listen to the lyrics. When I was growing up, I sang songs and I rhymed most of them. I wasn't paying attention to the lyrics. It was the beat that would get me. I was like, oh, boom, boom, boom. Bum, 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 bum. And that's all I had to hear. And then you could be saying, it didn't matter. What mattered was that beat. And then suddenly I started listening to words. I don't know when. It wasn't conscious. You know what it was? It was probably when I started writing more. Then I started paying attention to the words. Yeah, look, we're all piecing it together right now. We're Dr. Filling me right now, okay? But that was it. I think it was when I was like, wow, words can be powerful. And suddenly, or I know there are times where Melissa, she knows every word to every song. She'll sing the lyrics. I'm like, that's the lyrics? She's like, yeah. Or I'll sing the lyrics and she'll look at me and go, you know that's not the lyrics, right? And I'm like, yeah, it is. She's like, no, it's not. Point being, when I started listening to the lyrics, it was like, wow, that's a deep message. So there was a song by Kenny Loggins. Kenny Loggins is one of my favorite musical artists. And Kenny wrote a song, and here's the lyrics. Out on the ocean, under the sunset, I was invited to come out and play a while with magic and move a mountain. And then he goes on, and it says, has anyone ever captured the sun? Is the eagle ever truly tame? Given just a little time, I know that we'll find a way. I will do anything for you. I say those lyrics, and it makes me emotional. I think to myself, this is a guy describing his life with somebody he cares about. Out on the ocean, under the sunset, I was invited to come out and play a while with magic and move a mountain. Has anyone ever captured the sun? Is the eagle ever truly tame? Given just a little time, I know we can find a way. I will do anything for you. Give up the world I've made for me. Take you away. And I swear from here on to trust in my God and the vision of you in my life. Wow. That emotionally just captures me, because as a little kid who was afraid to love things because they could be taken away so readily. When you lose your mom, you don't believe in it. You understand what I'm saying? And here's a guy that goes, let me tell you what it's about, man. Let me give you my experience. Come on. That just makes you go, I get it. So it is powerful. Music is an elixir and it can change things. And it does. It changes us. Anyway, the Righteous Brothers, you've lost that love and feeling. The next one they have is Like a Rolling Stone by Bob Dylan. I am not a Dylan fan. Didn't even look into it. Another song they did, For What It's Worth, Buffalo Springfield. It was about violence in L.A. policing, you know, etc. The Beatles, Revolution, written in response to the Vietnam War. You say you want a revolution. I don't know the lyrics. I already told you, I don't know the lyrics. But apparently, they go on to say it was the Beatles' first foray into the realm of politically charged music. The song invokes a sense of serenity, calling for nonviolence. Okay, I agree. We're going to play some other songs throughout this session, just so you guys are aware. We'll play it in the next hour. And what I'll probably do is I'll do another segment that I will never release to the general public. It'll only go to people that are part of Backstage Club. And it'll maybe focus on, I mean, I'm going to cover some songs that are important to me, but I also wanted to focus on the movement, if you will. This idea of how music can influence your thinking and politics, and we'll relate it to things, as I mentioned earlier, of what we're experiencing today. You know, this song, Revolution, in response to the Vietnam War, can we make it in response to Ukraine? Could we make it in response to the impending war that potentially with China or Iran? And it seems like Joe Biden's penchant for wanting to go to war all the time, and the Democrats really being the warmongers? We talk a lot about the Vietnam War. What about the fight within, the war inside of America right now, where these people are pitting us against one another? Look, I know the Vietnam era was a very divisive period in American history. The 1970s, just coming out of the some terrible 60s, and that bridge between what would become iconic in the 1980s when blacks became mainstream. I've talked about it on this program. The Cosby Show era. You know, professional blacks emerging as more than just pimps and prostitutes on TV. Things like that. You want a revolution? I'll give you a revolution. A revolution right now is against this government. We don't need a war. We don't need Ukraine and all that to think about the wars that are going on inside of America. We want that sense of serenity. We want that nonviolence. We want that government that is for us and not trying to oppress us. Next song that they have on this particular list is American Pie. Don McLean, Metaphorical History of Rock. They say he created an infamous song documenting the changes in music that occurred after the death of Buddy Holly. Here's one that I think everybody can remember and relate to. It's on multiple lists, so I'm happy to talk about it. And it has to do with the feminist movement. I Am Woman, Helen Reddy. Man, do I remember belting that song out on road trips. Hello! I Am Woman, Hear Me Roar. And Numbers Too Big to Ignore. And I Won't Go Back. I forget the rest of the lyrics, but I knew them at the time. Oh my goodness. I absolutely knew every, yes, I am blind, but it's wisdom for a change. Yes, I paid the price, but look how much I've gained. I am happy. I can do anything. I am strong. I am invincible. I am woman. Oh, we got a lot of stuff to cover, folks. Glad you're with me for this fun jaunt through music.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.